On the line, I've got our councillor Lisa Thompson. And Lisa, you're down at the pop-up testing centre at the moment, aren't you?
I am. We're just here, myself, Michael Edmonds and Michelle Levy. We're just here. We were going to help, but they don't need our help, so that's awesome. So we're just live on the street.
Awesome. From the streets of Raglan.
From the streets of Raglan, that's right.
So I understand that they're there every day this week from 9:30 till 11:30, is that right?
That's right, the 9:30 to 11:30, giving out the RATS test. So if people, when they come down, if they could have their NHI number all ready to go, and if they haven't got that, you can actually access that through MyCOVID, and you can go online to get your details up with your NHI number. And if you don't have your NHI number, don't panic, just your name, first name, surname, and date of birth. It just takes a little bit longer when they're inputting it into the system. So you basically come along, you line up, and then you come through and your details are entered into the system, which go into the DHB, and then the lovely guy gives out your RATS test, which you then take home to do in the comfort of your own home.
Okay, and I presume it's just if you don't, you can't take one for someone else, like people have to come down to get them?
No, there are people who are coming down and picking them up for other people, but of course they'll be putting their those people that they're coming for, their details on the system as well, so they're recorded. And then, because there are whānau, for example, out in the rural areas, I was messaged by a community member who've got whānau who are out at Te Uku who are isolating and they need the RATS test.
Yep.
So they can't leave their home. So isn't that fantastic that we're able to collaborate that way and people can support each other? So I think that's really good.
And can people, is it drive-in, walk-in or both?
It's drive-in, although people have been walking in as well, but then they just have to be prepared to wait in line behind a car.
Okay.
So we're hoping that we can actually increase the capacity over the next couple of days. But, you know, it is DHB run, so we don't have access to the system. So we are hoping that we will be able to do that so we can also support by giving out the RATS as well.
Is there much of a queue at the moment, Lisa?
There is a big queue at the moment, actually. It goes out onto Cross Street, back onto Park Drive, actually. So there is a bit of a queue, and so a bit of a wait. And the guys are only here until 11:30. So at 11:15, they will close the gate because they need to go elsewhere to support other communities doing the giving out the RATS test.
Okay, and I know at the start of this they were saying they were going to be there for 7 days, and are we just playing it by ear to see what to do after that?
That's exactly right. We're hoping that we will be able to run our own RATS distribution centre here in Raglan. That's yet to be confirmed. So as you might be aware, Aaron, the community response planning team have now got resource where we will have an 0800 number set up for support out to the community, and that will really be an information line. So if people are unsure about where they can go for testing, perhaps where they can get their RATS test, that they've got whānau isolating and need kai, that sort of thing, that will be the number for our community to be able to call. And we're hoping to have that up and operational tomorrow or Friday, and that's 0800 Raglan number. And we'll also have a Gmail address set up, and those details will be in the Chronicle tomorrow. So we're hoping that it will be all operational from tomorrow onwards. If not, it will be Friday. And the that info line will be manned 10 till 2, 7 days a week. So whānau will be able to call to get information or email. And of course, with our response planning group, we're working closely with all five marae here in the Whangaroa ward as well. So I've just been speaking to Mike Edmonds, who's down here as well. So we're just coordinating our resources so we can support each other in what we're doing, like if it's kai distribution or, if necessary, getting RATS tests when we get them out to isolated people, out in our rural areas as well.
Okay.
So that's quite exciting that we've got that going to be happening. And, of course, moving into post-COVID world, it'll be great to have that up and running just for wellness and any other, you know, civil defence emergency that might happen within our community. So it's just building that capacity through all of the organisations and community members here in Whangaroa.
Okay, that sounds good. Just a question occurred to me when you talked the 0800 number will have someone answering between 10 and 2. Is it going to be a line that has a an answer phone? That just sort of popped into my head while you were talking about that.
Yep, and also the Gmail as well, so yep. People will be able to email us. Obviously, you know, we're limited for resources in terms of managing through volunteers and that, but we've been lucky. We just had a call from MSD and our group. It was confirmed yesterday that we will be one of the community connectors, so that's a bit of resource for part-time to support what we're doing as a community in terms of our COVID response. So I think that's really fantastic. Mm. And obviously being able to share those resources from Mike Edmonds' team from the Marae, you know, for deliveries and things like that. So it's pretty awesome community response, and we've had some great input from some of our Māori health workers who have helped us with our planning as well.
And folks, we're talking to Lisa, who's down at by the testing centre at the rugby grounds of Bow Street. Is it still the rule, still the case with people going down, you have to have symptoms to go down, not just turning up because you're worried, or symptoms or live with someone?
Yeah, you have to have symptoms because, you know, you can understand the situation that we're in. I know people are worried, and I want to ferret away little rat tests for the never never or the just in case or it's going to happen, but really the priority is to get people tested who have got symptoms, and you know, or members in their whānau who have got symptoms, you know. So that's the priority at the moment in terms of what's happening down here with the DHB. And looking, you know, in the coming week or the coming days, hopefully we'll have a community distribution of rats where people will be able to call the 0800 number or alternatively email, and, you know, we can work out how we get those tests to people. Yeah. But at the moment, this is a system that we've got. So it's really primarily for people who are symptomatic or have or who are close contacts, you know, and they need to get tested. That's the priority down here.
Yeah. Okay, Lisa, look, thanks you heaps for your time this morning and all the work you're putting in behind the scenes at the moment. And I think we're talking to you about other issues on Friday, aren't we?
Yep. The Raglan Food Waste Collection, the consultation that's open today, which we've shared on the notice board and on the Raglan Community Board Facebook page. So that's another big thing for our community around the food waste, going out to consult again. And, of course, I think Liz Stanway is coming in and speaking at the same time as I.
Yep.
And so really looking forward to that. So there's lots to talk about. And, of course, you may not have seen the press release this morning that Mayor Allen won't be standing again.
Oh, he's announced that, has he? Because
he's announced that this morning, and so he won't be standing for re-election in October.
Right, that's interesting, because he did, like when I interviewed him at the last election, he did promise it would be his last one, but people always get drawn back in. So
that's exactly right. So with consultation, obviously, with his whānau and with his wife, and that he's decided that it's time to hang up his hat and do that. So, yeah, so he won't be standing again for re-election in October.
Okay, so it'll be an interesting election mayoral-wise this time round.
Yep, will be. Yeah. So that'll be an interesting to see what comes out of the woodwork.
Indeed. Hey, Lisa, thank you heaps for your time this morning. We'll let you go now and talk to you on Friday.